Well, first game, just facing a ace of a pitcher that they have. And second game, you come back here and came back a few times, rallied there, but errors proved to be pretty big, especially in that second game for you guys.
They did. I thought we hit the ball pretty well. And for the most part, we were able to stay in this game. We just had a couple times where they hit the ball really well early in the game, and they kind of they tacked on a couple here and tacked on a couple there. But yeah, I thought with two runs, maybe we had a shot there in the seventh, and then allowing them to get a couple more, kind of deflated them. But we didn't score in the seventh anyway, whether we were down one or five. Yeah. So we got to do a better job of trying to rally in the third and fourth inning when we're down, and that's just something new from the team. So we haven't been down for a whole game before, or back-to-back games. So we can learn from it, get better, and we got a week before we get on to the next, and we'll be ready to go.
The nice thing is you do get that week off here, but I thought your pitchers pitched pretty decent today. They're just pretty good hitters there, and I know Harrison fell behind a little bit, but he was finding ways to get some outs there in that first game, and then second game you go with Easton Lorgan. I thought he pitched pretty good there, and some tough pitches there, some tough errors there, and consistency I thought was pretty good from your pitchers today, even though it did not show up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I thought they pitched well. Both Harrison and Easton started off really well, and did pretty good. Mm-hmm. They got some hits off of us. We had a couple things not quite go our way early on in both games, and but we gotta play through those and adjust to what the game's in front of us as mm-hmm. far as how it's being called. Or so we just got to make that adjustment and not let that bother us. And that's something we just talked about too. Is it's not so much how did we get here, but what are we gonna do next? So.
Well, and, hitting in the second game, I thought you guys were much better there. We're more, I'd say you guys did a good job of kind of racking up the pitch count as well, being patient at the plate there. And you get some good hits. J.P. Harris hit that bomb. I had the triple, tried to stretch it into four, and then hit Lawson Bailey, had a ground rule double, and then he comes back up next time at bat and hits a deep home run. That's one of the deeper home runs I've seen in a long time here at the park.
Yeah, I thought JP's was maybe going to be out too, but he found a pretty deep part of the park, and Lawson's was hit really hard, and that thing got out fast. And I'm not sure I've seen one further. So pretty impressive, great hit. On those ground rule doubles, we need some taller fences. Both those would have been triples if they just would have caught the top of the fence out there. With Welker was in game two with a ground rule double, and so. Pretty sure. So
yeah,
that one would have been a triple easy. So.
Oh yeah. Hey, that's your summer project now, right?
Yeah. No, we'll leave them as they
okay,
are.
Okay. But no, I know it's a really in a way it's a doubleheader that doesn't hurt anything. You have all your goals in front of you still ahead. A non-league game, but a lot of learning lessons here today. A week off here for a league doubleheader with Hugoton, and still control your own destiny in the league for the outright title, and still control your own destiny for the top spot in the regional.
Absolutely. First thing we got to do is go down to Hugoton and win game one, and make sure we get that accomplished there. And then, with one goal in mind, and then win game two with another goal in mind, and go from there. And, we're gonna have to clean a few things up before we get there in the next week, but we've hit the ball well all season long. I think that's gonna continue to go, and we'll have all of our pitchers back. That'll help.
Well,
we'll have plenty of arms, and we do play on that Saturday and come back on a Tuesday. So hopefully we can get some early leads and keep a couple arms available for Tuesday, another non-league game.
Well, it's hard to believe we're down to the final four games that go so fast here. Coach David Dirks joining me. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you coming up here the next four games here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.